Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, Honda is recalling more than 200,000 cars. The best time of year to have a garage sale. And after not being able to talk for 5 years, a medical procedure changed this boy's life. Introduced in the 1960s, diet soda contained less sugar and calories than regular soda. But according to a report in Business Insider, studies suggest the healthier alternative may actually pose some health risks. Believing diet soda's artificial sweeteners to be real, our bodies produce insulin that awaits energy-filled calories that will never come. Studies show for more frequent diet drinkers, this tricking of the body has been associated with metabolic syndrome, which sees potential high blood pressure and weight gain, and in turn, increased risks of diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. Drinking diet soda during meals can further complicate things, as the fake calories even disrupt the consumption of real ones, leaving many unmetabolized and stored as fat. In fact, one study found that over an 8-year period, those who drank 21 diet drinks a week were twice as likely to become obese than those who didn't. No surprise then that in 2016, bottled water passed sodas as America's drink of choice. Well, some more headlines for you. Bill Cosby is being sued by his former attorneys for more than $280,000 in unpaid legal fees. According to the lawsuit, Cosby has refused to pay the Philadelphia-based firm Schneider, Harrison, Siegel & Lewis for nearly a year. The firm represented Cosby in both his civil and criminal cases, but left his defense before the April retrial. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, don't you think? We've got the first look at Tom Hanks as beloved TV icon, Mr. Rogers. The untitled film on the life of Fred Rogers will hit theaters in October of 2019. And finally, Malia Obama made her small screen debut in a music video by the New Dakotas, a band made up of four guys who attend Harvard with her. Malia is a sophomore set to graduate in 2021. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Connell McShane. Connell, there's a new invention that fights stressful shopping.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. Walmart has filed a patent that could measure your stress level using a shopping cart. The technology can essentially track shoppers' heart rates and temperatures based on how strongly they're gripping the handle. Employees would be alerted when shoppers are stressed and when they might need help. Honda's recalling more than 200,000 vehicles for a software problem with the rear camera display. The recall affects 2018 Accord vehicles and 2019 Insight hybrid cars in the United States. Honda says the software will be updated free of charge. And tens of thousands of workers at Newark, JFK, LaGuardia airports are going to start making $19 an hour. It's a raise and it would be the highest minimum wage target set by any public agency in the country.
So what's the response from airlines?
Well, some argue that such a move ultimately could force them to pass along the cost to travelers.
Interesting story. Thanks, Connell. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear Amazon is fighting back against porch pirates.
Hi, Kristen. There are always Amazon packages on my door. I don't know about you, but Amazon right now is fighting back against truck drivers stealing your packages. Amazon has been randomly planting fake packages in an effort to catch these drivers. Most of the thefts happen when a scanned label does not show up in Amazon's system, leading drivers to take the packages for themselves. A survey last year showed about 31% of online consumers had packages stolen. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing its annual report on the nation's health with a special focus on how long people are living. The report revealing death rates for 5 of the 12 leading causes of death have increased. Those causes include accidental injuries, Alzheimer's disease, suicide, chronic liver disease, and sepsis. People killed from drug overdoses also increased. They are up 72% between 2006 and 2016. Well, the seasonal pumpkin spice lattes have been out for a couple of weeks or so now, right? But how much will it really take for you to work it off? All right, let's go ahead and take a look at this. A tall pumpkin spice latte with non-fat milk, no whip, 200 calories, 0 grams of fat, 29 carbs, right? ConsumerAffairs.com says you would have to do burpees for 21 minutes or jog 1.6 miles to burn that off. Now, if you want to go for the full-blown venti PSL with whipped cream and whole milk, you're going to have to do a major workout. It'll take 54 minutes of burpees or jogging for 4.6 miles to avoid that PSL guilt. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, sometimes that guilt, I gotta tell you, it's worth that extra burpee or 50. Let's go back to you now.
Totally worth it. Thanks, Danielle. How often have you heard that you should walk 10,000 steps a day to stay healthy? That's what many of those fitness trackers recommend. But now experts are saying that number is built on bad science. Joining us now to help clear things up a bit is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. Doctor, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
10,000 steps. So what's this all about?
It's not built on bad science. It's built on no science.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. It turns out that this grew out of a 1960s Japanese marketing campaign for a device. And it proliferated from there. The World Health Organization, the American Heart Association, Health and Human Services all recommend 10,000 steps a day based on nada. Walking is good for you.
Yes.
But.
Okay, so that's not the magic number though. So how many steps do we need to be walking?
It totally depends, just like everything else, correct?
Uh-huh.
Right? You know, ask your doctor. I want to really emphasize walking is good for you, especially if you're sedentary, you're not really moving around a lot. Getting up and starting to walk is always a good thing to do.
Yeah.
But there's not a magic number for everybody. And if you are not healthy or have other medical issues or haven't been active, to try to go straight to 10,000 steps a day actually might be harmful. So, you know, start slow, get advice. Talk to fitness experts, actually probably know more,
yeah.
Or to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing is that now we're starting to look at it and quantify what would work for people.
It makes sense because with diets or fitness, there's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Never.
To anything, you know?
Never.
Doctor, thank you for the great info. Well, something cool here. Amazon is testing a new way to shop on its site. Amazon Scout displays a visual feed of products. Shoppers can click a thumbs up or thumbs down on each one. The site uses machine learning to recommend other products based on a user's likes and dislikes. Amazon says the result is recommendations that are more personalized. Right now, it only has product categories that are more visual, like furniture, home decor, and women's shoes. In a statement, the company said Scout addresses two common dilemmas for Amazon shoppers having a hard time browsing. The first is, I don't know what I want, but I'll know it when I see it. The second is, I know what I want, but I don't know what it's called. More visual online shopping is becoming increasingly popular. Instagram has recently rolled out purchasing from its app. Scout isn't being promoted yet, but it's already live on Amazon's site and mobile apps. Okay, here's a really heartwarming story. For many, hearing your child ask, how was work today, is normal. But for Meredith Motz, it was a miracle. That's because for the first 5 years of his life, Meredith's son, Mason, could barely say a word. Born with Sotos syndrome, a genetic condition affecting development, Mason had trouble speaking, sleeping, or even swallowing. Speech therapy didn't help, but a dentist did. During a visit, Dr. Ludeman Lazar noticed something no one else had. Mason was biologically tongue-tied, his tongue tethered to the bottom of his mouth because the two hadn't separated in the womb. Within hours of a non-invasive laser treatment, Mason was forever changed. He can now eat foods without choking. He's better behaved because he can sleep restfully, and he talks and sings all the time.
A moon and the sun.
Ludeman Lazar says he is bright and has so much to say after years of not being able to communicate what was in his heart and in his head. Just an amazing story. Let's go right to Carrie Lake from Fox 10 Phoenix. She has this week's life hacks. Carrie, always good to see you. What do you have for us?
Hi, Kristen. I'm just realizing I made too much coffee this morning and I am not about to waste this stuff. It's liquid gold. So once I realize I'm kind of done with my coffee for the day, I pour the coffee into ice cube trays, freeze it, and then I can use these ice cubes in the morning the next day to cool my coffee down if it's too hot. Or I can make iced coffee and it won't be watered down. Next, you're about to head off to the grocery store and you don't want to forget what you need. Or worse, you don't want to buy something you already have. There's a simple solution for that. Just go to your fridge and snap a picture. And once you do that, you take that to the grocery store and you won't be buying too much or not enough. And finally, your kids need to remember something very important for school. Put it in their shoe and they can't forget it. And those are today's life hacks. Back to you, Kristen.
All great hacks, Carrie. Thank you. Moving right along, an effort to get likes on social media is leading to more injuries in the great outdoors. The Los Angeles Times reports that inexperienced hikers are putting themselves at risk in effort to get the perfect shot. One hiker witnessed a man dislocate his shoulder and another break both legs when they jumped over a popular waterfall in the LA area. Authorities had to conduct an air rescue. Over the past 5 years, the number of rescue missions conducted by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department search and rescue team has increased 38%. One search and rescue team leader said, there are a few areas in which we have more rescues than others. Some of these areas are fueled in popularity by social media. Critics say the apps aren't making anyone take risks, but both sides agree on the need to prepare for outdoor excursions. Officials say to hike with a friend, wear appropriate shoes and clothing, carry a map, compass, sunscreen, extra food, and water. And remember, just because someone posted it online doesn't mean it's safe. In today's hometown stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, with technology nowadays, it can be tough to get kids to go out and play. But students at Heather Bray Elementary in Phoenix were more than happy to venture outdoors when the Arizona Cardinals came to school to run their camp, which gets kids to leave their phones behind and be more active. In the 60-minute camp, kids were led through running, passing, and catching drills. Their mission was accomplished. The kids are more active, and they had a ton of fun without their phones. In our next story from Fox 5 New York, after numerous failed trips to the vet, Ellen Terry had lost hope when her beloved 13-year-old Cocker Spaniel, Philo, started having seizures after being diagnosed with a heart murmur and Cushing's disease. That was until she met Dr. Heather Manfredi, a veterinarian with Lap of Love, a service that provides in-home, end-of-life veterinary care for pets. Dr. Manfredi provided the specialized care needed so Philo can live the rest of his days home and happy. In our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, Vincent Nowruzzi, better known as Vincent the Conqueror, is one of the youngest patients ever to fight atypical teratoid rhabdoid tumor, a rare form of brain cancer. And the three-month-old boy's battle has brought together his Delaware County, Pennsylvania community to join him in his fight against cancer. Organizing numerous fundraisers, friends, family, and even strangers have raised thousands of dollars for Vincent, while also giving his loved ones support when they need it the most. Get excited. The world's first flying car is here, and pre-sales begin next month in the U.S. The two-seater hybrid electric vehicle is manufactured by Terra Fugia, whose parent company is Volvo. The vehicle has been named Transition and can switch from driving to flying mode in less than 60 seconds. The Transition can also fly up to 400 miles at a top speed of 100 miles per hour. The flying car features rearview mirrors, a boost mode, and a parachute system. There is no price tag attached to the vehicle yet, but the FAA has certified it as a light sport aircraft. And while we're on the subject of traveling, there's nothing quite like a trip up the California Pacific Coast, especially during the fall months. And Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine is here with details on a stop visitors love. Hi, Liz.
That's right, Kristen. You'll typically find Big Sur, California on lists for top fall travel destinations, and for good reason. A popular weekend trip for residents in the surrounding California cities, Big Sur's location just south of San Francisco is an accessible getaway. The winding Pacific Coast Highway, also known as Highway 1, offers some stunning views of the ocean. Visitors know they've arrived by the towering redwoods that command the area. The name of the game in Big Sur is restore, especially in the fall when the crowds are scarce and the temperatures have fallen. Hiking trails zigzag all over the area, and never fear if you're not a pro hiker, you can find short treks too. You can visit Point Sur Lighthouse for an amazing view, but remember to dress in layers because it can get chilly. Back to you, Kristen.
Sounds like a great place to go for some R&R. Thanks, Liz. Maybe you can relate to this. The junk is piling up. You could use some extra cash. Now, all you need is a perfect date for that garage sale. Spring and summer are traditionally popular times. Spring cleaning is done, and the holidays are far enough away to justify some extra shopping. But with that in mind, Family Handyman magazine suggests avoiding the competition, taking advantage of the fall when weather is crisp and parents are looking for back-to-school deals. But that shift also means shifting your inventory. Summer dresses and bathing suits likely won't sell, but sweaters, hats, and ski gear should. So should electric heaters, blankets, and candles that embrace the season. In that spirit, Family Handyman says Halloween costumes, Christmas lights, and decorations can also be big sellers as holidays approach. With items ready to sell, experts suggest using free online classifieds or short highlight videos to get the word out. Once buyers arrive, keep them shopping by offering season-appropriate hot chocolate or apple cider. Follow these tips and your sale should be a big success. Meanwhile, a new report uncovered the most dangerous places in America to ride a bike. According to the Wall Street Journal, more cyclists are killed in a Tampa Bay metro area than any other part of the country. Pinellas County was cited as the most dangerous part of the region. So far this year, 95 cyclists have been killed in Florida. That's expected to rise to 130 before the end of the year, the highest since 2010. Transportation experts say Florida has many tourists unfamiliar with local roads. They also point out the state's population is older and more densely packed. Safety advocates in the state complain about the large six-lane roads that run between many Florida neighborhoods. Many have no bike lanes. To make cyclists safer, the Florida Department of Transportation has increased the width of bike lanes from 4 feet to 7 feet. Some streets will get more crosswalks in 2019. The state will also spend about $100 million on better street lighting in certain areas. The state hopes those changes will make roads safer, and we certainly do as well. The average teenager gets about 7 hours of sleep per night, but experts say that number should be closer to 9 hours. That sleep deficit can lead to health problems for teens and anxiety for parents and kids alike. According to the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health, 1 in 6 parents say their teen experiences sleep problems. So how can parents help teens sleep better? Experts say it comes down to a few simple steps. For one, put away electronics. The light from screens can interfere with sleep patterns. 2, adhere to a bedtime routine. Go to bed and wake up at roughly the same time, even on weekends. 3, limit caffeine. A teen may drink a soda or energy drink after school to power through the rest of the day, but that extra caffeine can prevent them from falling asleep later. And 4, don't overload their schedule, as tempting as that may be for their college resume. And as parents, we can set a good example by putting our phones away at bedtime, too. Okay, did you know our population's transforming? By 2035, the U.S. will house more senior citizens than those under 18. And as the population ages, AARP reports 71% of baby boomers want to age in place, staying home as long as possible. If true, aging Americans must plan ahead, not only discussing care options, but also living changes to help them feel independent. For starters, wide hallways and smooth floors allow for easy movement with wheelchairs or canes. Walk-in showers and beds that lower and lift also add comfort and safety. Smart lighting and voice-controlled heating and AC allow home settings to be controlled without having to deal with pesky dials. What's really key is human interaction. Skype, FaceTime, and The Beam, a mobile communication device, encourage constant contact, whether or not family or care workers are present. Everyone ages, but these simple changes could help Americans get older more comfortably than ever before. All right, kind of a cool story here. There's an old abandoned house in Calgary that's attracting a lot of attention lately. It's called the Enoch Sales Residence, and artist Maria Galura has transformed it into the house from 2009's Disney Pixar film Up. Maria calls the creation Dreams Never Die, and she used more than 3,500 biodegradable balloons. She said, "It's one of my most favorite movies. In fact, my business cards are even styled after the movie. I just love it so much." The piece took months of planning and was featured in the Beakerhead Festival, an annual event that brings art, science, and engineering together. Fun fact, Maria said she purposely used 7 different colors of balloons to represent the 7 years she's lived in Canada since moving from the Philippines. This may come as a surprise to you. There's no chocolate in white chocolate. Shredded cheese may contain wood pulp, and Brussels sprouts and cabbage are related. Those are just some of the shocking facts compiled by Insider.com that will forever change how you look at your favorite foods. Sliced bread, for one, may be what all great things are compared to, but in 1943, it was briefly banned. After backlash over the wartime measure, the ban was lifted, the New York Times writing, "Housewives' thumbs safe again." To maintain freshness and prevent bacteria, raw oysters are usually digested while still alive. Did you know bananas are berries, but strawberries aren't? That according to Stanford, which defines fruits as berries if they contain several seeds inside and come from a single ovary flower. And before it was a health staple, kale was the favorite of Pizza Hut. The chain was the largest wholesale purchaser of the green, using it to decorate the salad bar. Now you know, and are probably hungry. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new report finds that most American teens have been bullied online. Plus, tips on fighting debt from a couple who paid off over 300 grand. And this Army veteran turned a hobby into her own business. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.